misdemeanor on line two, and I'm prepared to take it, Mr. President.
George.
Yeah, Mr. President.
I'm here with Larry O'Brien and Secretary of Commerce and Secretary of Labor, Joe Califano. We have just come out of a cabinet meeting, and they tell us that the proposal that I made to you last night is inadequate, unsatisfactory, and that your wire went out earlier before I talked to you last night, which I didn't know about, will result very likely in seriously crippling the administration's proposal. I thought before we did anything further or passed on it, I assume they'll be voting probably the next few minutes. I ought to hear back from you, and not having heard, I presume to call you.
Well, I talked to Hall for an hour after I talked to you. I talked to him again this morning. I talked to him again about 40 minutes ago, and he said that the proposal, he felt the proposal was satisfactory. There had to be a couple of words changed. I talked to Reynolds about just about that time about an hour ago, and he thought it was going to be worked all out, and I've been waiting here for his final call.
Well, now, what's murdered us, though, is your wire. Do you know about the wire that was sent to each member?
Yes, I sent the wire at the request of my counsel yesterday afternoon on the theory that the report we got, that the understanding they had with Califano was, while they were trying to work this out, each side would do all they could to strengthen their position.
Well, there's not any strength to it. It's just killed it unless we can undo it. It's a matter of minutes. Now, I am anxious to avert it if I can, and can...
Just give me 10 minutes. I'll get a hold of him on the phone and right to work and get right back to you.
I cannot embrace publicly a report that I haven't read or evaluated, and I cannot publicly make a bribe. I can do what I told you. See you and discuss with you the Secretary of Transportation before I name him.
Yes.
B, see you and whoever you want to bring in here and hear the entire story.
Yeah.
B, submit the report to the Secretary of Transportation, ask him to understandingly and sympathetically review it and report back to me. Then I will take an administration position and call upon you and anybody else to discuss it with me before I submit it to the Congress. Now, that's all I can do. They propose that I say that we support the Act of 36 and that we will develop a program within the framework of the Advisory Committee report. I don't know what kind of a report the new secretary would develop. I just can't any more than I could pledge you to something you'd never seen or heard of. And I will function sincerely and honestly, and I will be fair, and I'm perfectly willing to discuss this with you and be guided by your judgment. But I think that we've got to undo your wire right quick, or these boys are going to find themselves in the position of having Jerry Ford handle their maritime business, because I'm going to delegate it to him.
Okay, well, let me get a hold of him and see if I can make one last effort, and I'll call you back.
Thank you, George.